Welcome to the Empowered Writer Podcast. I'm Bethany, and I'm an author, actress, book editor, and entrepreneur. I'm also a proud pet mama, and I am obsessed with stories, both creating them and helping you create your own. This podcast is all about nurturing that incredible flame in your belly, the one that burns brightest when you can be yourself, be creative, use your voice, and let your big ideas fly. Let's get started. Hello, and here we are again. It is another episode of the Empowered Writer Podcast, and it is part three of our four-part series all about comp titles and queries. Queries and comp titles. Oh yeah, we are bringing it home. We are bringing it around town. Isn't that the SpongeBob thing where he's like around town? And we are... well, bringing it around town. We got one more after this, and I hope that you have enjoyed it so far. I hope that it has been helpful, that it has shed some light on this whole thing that we call querying, this whole process. It can be maddening, it can be a total drag, but I also think it can be a lot of fun, it can be exciting. It means that you finished a book, that you are ready to take the next step, and that, you know, anything can happen. Your agent, that person for you, could just be waiting for your query and waiting for your story. Like, that's so exciting. And so working on a query, I just want to say congratulations. Like, you wrote a book. You want to query it. You are ambitious enough to be like, hey, I want to get this thing published. That's awesome. You are my type of writer. And speaking of which, you have heard about my Achieve membership, right? This is the place to be to create the writing life of your dreams. It is where we are going to achieve big. I'm talking big stuff, yes. Little stuff, definitely. Just getting those wins under your belt in a consistent way so it really, really builds up and it gets you to where you want to be. So it's an all-in-one writer hub of coaching, Q&A, study hall, community, accountability, masterclasses, courses, just it's amazing. So check it out at theempoweredwriter.com/achieve-membership. Achieve-membership. And the link for that will be in the show notes, so do not worry, it'll be there. Now, let's get started with today's lesson, shall we? And today we're going to move away from comps and into the query itself. And here's the thing. I love working on queries. I have been editing and teaching about queries for years. I love it. Queries are just so fun. Like, to me, I love getting in there. I love tinkering. I love repositioning things. It's just like, it's a good time for me. And like I said, it also means that this writer is ready to hatch. They are ready to take that next step. And that's always really exciting. And I'm always very thrilled and honored that I get to help them on that part of their journey. It's exciting. And so I have a lot of experience with queries. And I'm also a writer myself. So I know how to write a query. I have gotten an agent with my query. I've gotten a lot of agent interest with my pitches. And so it's all good. It's something that I really, like I said, I really enjoy to do. And here is the one thing I want to give you, like the secret to unlocking your query's potential. And it's going to be this simple and that hard at the same time. Are you ready to learn what that secret is? The superpower that could turbocharge your whole query? Here's what you need to do. You need to stop thinking of your query as a piece of information, as a page, as a document where you are just telling what your story is about. No, that is no longer how you are going to approach your query at all. Instead, do you know what you're going to think? Do you know what you're going to do? You are going to reject that your query is just a document of information, and you are going to fully embrace that your query is actually a full page of persuasion. It is not information, it is persuasion. It is a persuasive document. You are trying to tell someone to pick up your book. That's it.
And yeah, you could be like, well, I have to tell them what it is. Like, I have to give them the information. And yeah, that's true. But I want you to put it in the context of, it's the difference between a TED Talk and an encyclopedia. One is very, very dry. It is just total information. It's just you look up something in that encyclopedia, and there's no flourish. There's no fun and fancy anything. It is just information. Snoozeville. A boring. But if you think of a TED Talk, there is this energy behind it. There is a specificity, sure, but there's also like a journey during this TED Talk that engages you, that makes you care. Or another way, that makes you connect with the person in telling that TED Talk, speaking that TED Talk. That is what I want you to think of your query from now on as. It is not just this sheet of information, but it is a page of persuasion. You want to persuade people to pick up your story. Now, how exactly do you do that? Well, I want you to just remember how to be persuasive. You're going to add in some adjectives, right? Some little flourishes. You're going to add in some fun details as opposed to all the details. Here's a way you can think of it. Pretend you are very, very late for work, like super late. And the reason why is because somebody like drove you off the road and you would have gotten hit by them, but you had to swerve your car and you hit a tree and all this stuff. And so you were late because you got in a little road accident. Everyone is fine, but you had to wait for AAA, the whole enchilada. However, this is not the first time you've been late for work. And in fact, when you come in, your boss is like, late again, hello. And you're like, I know, but this is what happened. And you are going to want to tell a story. I mean, you're going to want to explain what happened, but you're going to want to do it in a way where your boss gets it, where there's sympathy, where he's like, yeah, okay, that's actually a really good reason to be late. You know what I mean? Because you're trying to persuade that person to let it go. You're trying to make him connect with your story to be like, this is what happened to me. Like, give me some empathy and sympathy here. And that way you're going to get yourself out of trouble. You're not just telling like, well, at 10:15 today, a blue sedan hit me out of nowhere traveling due east on Smithfield Road and, you know, this stuff and this stuff. Like, no one's going to engage with that story. But if you give a little detail, the right detail, then it's like, okay, now you have a chance of connecting with the person you're talking to. Here's the other thing. When you think of persuasion, put the shoe on the other foot. Like, pretend you're the person who is being talked to. Like, you know, there's this exercise where you can say, oh, pretend you're at a party and you have to, someone asks you, what's your book about? And you are telling them what your book is about. It's a good exercise, but to make it even more powerful, reverse the rules. Pretend that you are that person who has the fancy hors d'oeuvre in her hand, and someone comes up to you and you discover, oh, they're a writer. That's awesome. And you ask, what is your book about? How do you want to be spoken to in that moment? Like, do you want them to say, oh, well, you know, it's about this and it's about that, but then this happens and then, I totally forgot, but that happens too. And then, oh, this happens and that leads to that happening and then this and that. And it's like, oh my goodness, you can feel like the initial excitement for the story start to fade away, that initial curiosity fade away. So what can that person do to make their story more engaging to you? What can they do? Like, how should they speak? What do you want them to say? So then you're in it with them. You know what I mean? So just think, your query is about persuasion. And in that, yes, you're going to add those flourishes. You're going to make it have that energy and that musicality to it. But just think, if you had to persuade someone, what would your focus points be? It'd be like the good stuff. It wouldn't be the whole thing. It wouldn't be every beat, 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 because they would get bored or they would get impatient. And you only have someone's attention for a certain amount of time. And reversing that, if you were the one who had to be persuaded, how do you want to be spoken to? Like, what would work for you? Is it someone giving you the whole like preface of why their book exists? Like, if their book starts in present day 2024, do you want them to start by saying, oh, I had this idea when I was a kid, but you know, then middle school happened and I had this huge crush on a kid who just thought this idea was dumb, so I put it down for a little bit, but then I picked it back up in high school, but then another kid I liked, you know, he thought it was stupid, and all of a sudden they're spending 10 minutes talking about like the genesis of the book idea. You know what I mean? And so would that work on you? Would that persuade you? And to make this even more powerful of an exercise, give it a time frame. Give it a 5-minute thing, and then shorten it to 4 minutes, 3 minutes, 1 minute, and see what you can do with this letter, this page of persuasion. But that's the key. It is not just about the information. It is heavily about the persuasion. You want to hook people in. And in the next session, the next part of this series, I'm going to dive even deeper into ways that you can persuade. But the two biggest ones for today, or for this, you know, this part, don't forget your flourishes. You know, amping up your own voice and bringing out the musicality and energy of your own voice. Excuse me. Speaking of voice, my voice just like dipped for a minute. Sorry about that. And the other side of that is just think, what would work on you to persuade you? And we've all been there. We've all been that person who had to persuade, but we also have all been that person who needed persuaded. And I can tell you, for me, I want to be persuaded by just like, get to the point, don't leave me in suspense for too long, but also make it so I get it, I'm excited by it, like what's the heart of what you're telling me, you know? So think of it that way. It's a good little exercise to do, and I highly recommend it just to get the wheels spinning a little bit more, a little bit more. Comps are great. It's like, you know, going back to the food court example, they're the aromatics. You know what I mean? It's that free food court sample and just the look of it, the smell of it. You're going to like want to see what that is. You're going to want to have a little nibble. And when you think of the query as something persuasive, it's kind of like that ingredient that when you bite into it, you're like, ooh, that's really good. Like, I don't know why it's really good, but it's just really good. There's something about it that just sinks in. You know what I mean? There's something hooky. It just gets your attention. And that's what we want. So this is a little bit of a shorter episode as opposed to the last ones, because it really is just, like I said, that simple and that hard. Think of your query as persuasion. You are a TED Talk. And in that TED Talk, you have your own energy, voice, style. There's something that you're infusing that TED Talk with that draws people in and makes them connect. You are not an encyclopedia where it's just swaths of information and you're like, oh my God, I don't even know what I'm reading anymore. No, no, no. You are the TED Talk, not the encyclopedia. So just think of it that way. If you want more information about queries, you have to sign up for my Achieve membership. February is all about queries. You get my 5-part masterclass that goes over my 5-frame structure on how to write standout queries. It's going to be amazing. So check it out. Link is in the show notes. It's theempoweredwriter.com/achieve-membership. I hope to see you in there, and I hope this episode was helpful. Definitely check out the last one in our Queries and Comps series. Until then, have a good one.